Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
And so, guys, we have changes afoot, do we not?
Well, gosh, you know, they must have finally understood their ways were just wrong.
Well, you know, we can't go there now. We have to be really careful here.
Right.
You know, so we're just going to present things. We're going to let you guys decide, but we're just going to give you some facts. And maybe you guys could come up with your own conclusions when you're looking at things in a different light, maybe an expansive light. So, yeah, number 46 is administration, or, you know, that might offend some people. But 45 said he's going to be 45 and 47. And, you know, our guides and the galactics told us, hey, you know, he's going to appear to be gone, but he's not really gone. It's all part of the script, guys. We have scripture. What is scripture? Well, if we know that consciousness, by a very act of observation, is co-creating reality as we go, why not tell you what to expect ahead of time?
Yeah, that kind of greases the wheels, make sure everything goes smooth.
Oh, it's definitely paving the way, to say the least. So yes, facing growing pressure, the pressure has been growing, has it not? To ease up on restrictions, the White House insisted Wednesday it's making plans for a less disruptive phase as far as a response to the plague upon the land. Okay, you know, it's like, all right, you know, some things are coming in line. And I just wanted to show this to you. This is the Codex Sinaiticus, as in, you know, Sinai, Mount Sinai, Sinaiticus. Codex Sinaiticus is one of the most important books in the world, handwritten well over 1600 years ago. So, you know, it basically was written probably about 400-ish AD. And this manuscript contains the Christian Bible in Greek, including the oldest complete copy of the New Testament we have, which is about 375 years after Yeshua walked the planet. And there's bits and pieces of other fragmentary books, again. When you look to the oldest copy we have of the Gospel of John, there are hundreds, and I've actually seen it quoted, that there's thousands of edits where things have been edited. So it's interesting. This is 400 AD, about, you know, 1600 years ago. And we're going to see the sixth trumpet. And, you know, if you guys know Revelations, it seems like it's just, it's not happy times. You know, it's just one thing after another. There's war, there's famine, there's pestilence. And it's interesting how you run into this. There's different things that have been prepared to kill a third of mankind. This is just out of the book of Revelation. And again, you know, the oldest full copy of the New Testament we have is about 375 years after Yeshua was on the planet. So, you know, how accurate is it? Who put it out there? Again, this is after the Council of Nicaea. This is after the conversion of the pagan Roman emperor, who had a vision and was told to conquer in the sign of the cross. Oh, by the way, yeah, the sickle maker. That's actually what his name translates to in one tradition there. The U.S. is heading out of full-blown pandemic phase. So can we all breathe a sigh of relief? We certainly deserve it.
Mm-hmm. I think we deserve it, and we've earned it. So let's just keep our hopes up and hope this stays.
There will be a lot more people making their own decisions on how they want to deal with this. Hallelujah. Okay, but then you gotta look into the origins of Yah and understand what you are. Okay, all right, he's starting to get off track. Sorry, guys. Sorry. So when we look at the numbers, and again, I know there's people that think the numbers are skewed too much one way or another way. You know, nobody's gonna agree. You're not gonna get 100 people in the room that are gonna believe any set of numbers. We can't trust any numbers in these days.
Right, so what do we got to do? I mean, we can't trust any numbers. How do we break this stuff down?
Well, again, in tune for yourself. You know, just go with that feeling, what feels right. So according to this, about 61.3% of the world fell into the category of basically being, well, you know, haven't gotten the C-U-R-E. Yeah. And I have a big question mark in my head. But, you know, that's me. That's just my head. Now, about 75.6% of people in the U.S. of A have received at least one, administration. Careful with the words here. And about almost 13% got a boost. Reminds me of that old pinch to grow an inch.
Right. Exactly. It does, huh?
Now, when we look to the Sumerian cuneiform tablets, we actually have tens of thousands of them, and they date back over 4,000 years. 4,000 years compared to 1,600 years. And they tell a very interesting story of these beings, really known as the Mighty Ones, the ones that come from the sky, that come down and were worshipped as gods, and that actually walked among us, these giants. Yes. And again, recognize about over around 60% more or less of the world views everything that's happening through an Abrahamic lens. What's Abrahamic? Well, that of the Abrahamic tradition, you know, Abraham. That means Judaism. That means Christianity and Islam. Well, pretty close to 2/3, I would say, view the world from that perspective. Yet these writings, of which they have the flood story, they have all the same stories for the most part, they're thousands of years older, and we actually have tons of them, tens of thousands of them. So they are preceding anything that we have biblically. And again, they speak of these beings. As you can see here, this looks about right. They, you know, these beings are 12 to 16 feet tall on average. Some are much taller. You know, Cindy is able to tap in, and we've gotten information from the guides, and we've also done some remote viewing. And so, you know, the beings that we know as the Anunnaki view humanity as a slave race that they created. Now, again, the soul they did not create. That spark of source that's alive in every single one of us, you know, they had no part in that creation. And the fact is that everybody on the planet, if there was no interference, would all be heading up to much greener pastures than they come from. And yet they view us as a slave race for them, as you see the depictions. And they left their underlings, the GG, in control of humanity when they were no longer to be physically here, because humanity slid down into third density. They are on fourth density, but they are on the lowest echelon of fourth density, which we are basically putting our toes in at the moment and testing the waters. So these EGG are third density. And this is the bloodlines that we hear about. These are the ones that are in the secret societies, or at least behind the power of the secret societies. And of course, the recruitment of humans for their work, which is ultimately the work of the Anunnaki, which again, the Anunnaki themselves are overshadowed by the Draco, and the Draco are themselves overshadowed by this AI Borg complex.
Mm-hmm. Right, there's definitely a chain of command going on, and by golly, when somebody makes a command, you better do it.
So in the Bible, what happened when man was created? He was put in a garden. He was going to till the garden. Well, is not the earth basically one big garden? Think about it. Think about those mines, those gold mines, for instance, in South Africa that are over 100,000 years old. Yeah, people were mining South Africa for gold well before humanity was at any apparent level of technology to make it possible. Isn't that curious? Please do subscribe to EE Arts if you haven't, and click the bell to get notifications. Double check your subscription to Evolutionary, because every single day they are, and they even put a little notice saying you might see your subscriber numbers go down as we remove certain accounts. And we've heard of many people that were unsubscribed when they wanted to be subscribed. But lo, we also have Rumble. And so we did a video that we put just on Rumble and on Brightian. And so it was by far the most viewed on Rumble. And here we are on Brightian. So on Rumble, we are EE Arts, EEARTS. And on Brightian, we're Evolutionary Energy Arts.
Oh, we just want to mention the reason why we didn't put that one on YT, because it's quite sensitive. So if you guys want to go over and watch that one there, the DHS warning, then do it.
You know, in the Book of Revelation, it talks about plague wiping out like a third of people. It talks about this massive army of 200 million men basically creating a war that wipes out another third of people. Well, there's really only one China, bless me, I sneezed. Yes, the fine dining ware country that has that type of power. India could do it as well, but we can see what's happening. As you see, the available manpower for China is 754 plus million. 600 million, over 600 million are fit for military service. So that's a massive, massive, massive force.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
It is. And, you know, want to ask for prayers for several people that have died way too young. You know, mysteriously in this case, this is a young bodybuilder, Ashley Gearhart. She died mysteriously in her sleep, just 37 years old. You can see her on YouTube. Yeah, it's just so strange how many people have passed on. And so I'll have all the links for you. Please do again send prayers to the family. Mountain Dog 01 here. Yes, another bodybuilder, fitness person. He has passed on as well. Oh, and Savannah Weightlifting Community is mourning the loss of a two-time Olympian. He was only 41 years old. He died as well. You know, it's all these ones that are of natural causes, or, you know, perhaps heart attacks or strokes and the like. Oh, and, you know, I don't know if you saw this.
When you sit on stage after you brag about being vaccinated.
I don't care, but I want you to know, double vaxxed, booster, flu shot, and I'm going to be honest, I have the shingle shot too. And I still get my period. What? Yes. Traveled. Went to Mexico twice. Did shows, meet and greets. Never got COVID. Clearly, Jesus loves me the most. Seriously. So nice. So nice.
Boom. And that wasn't faked. So, yeah. Yeah, hopefully she is doing better there as well. So, Hawaii will not require tourists to be boosted to visit. This is a reversal, guys. And if you find yourself breaking out really, really bad after getting what we just talked about, yeah, it seems to be the case with quite a few people now. It's curious. It's very, very curious. Tow truck companies are refusing to haul away large trucks that are gridlocking Ottawa, as we see people. And, you know, this is on Twitter. So all I'm going to say is I'll give you the link. And it's amazing that it's amazing that's on Twitter. It's information that is, you know, I think a lot of people wishes. Mm-hmm. You know, forgive us. It's late. It's 9:30. We've had people all day long, as well as, doing the other video earlier.
Allow us at least one tongue twister, please.
Yeah, I wasn't really going to put up a video, but it just felt like we got to get this up there. So anyway, tongue twisted up. You got to feel a little bit. Yeah, it's on Twitter. On Twitter. And isn't this, you know, the only thing I'll say is what we've been saying all along. The CONS Piracy Acts of yesterday. I can't think of one that has ever been truly disproven. Yeah, I could think of a ton that have been verified over time. Hey, 7 million raised for the Freedom Convoy on a new platform. So, you know, GoFundMe. Who was that? GoFundMe. Were they once doing some sort of business? Was there a company called GoFundMe? I can't remember.
Oh, I can't either. It just totally, I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember.
Maybe we'll be blessed with a future that'll have us saying, what was that sickle maker's name again? I can't remember. And that number, wasn't there a 46th president that was constantly just going off in the wrong direction and keep forgetting his depends?
Sir Poopy Pants.
Sir Poopy Pants to the rescue.
It's late. It's late.
So yeah, yet another border. This is on Alberta. Protests are disrupting border crossings there. There are arrests being made. And, you know, there are links where you can see people just hanging out. Definitely looks like the police, the authorities' presence is increased. And here we can see there's a lot of people that have been plucked out one by one and basically hauled off and arrested. You know, give people enough time and, you know, they're going to catch on. And this is right at Parliament. Oh, boy. Meanwhile, we have Iran unveiling a new missile said to put Israeli and U.S. regional bases within range. Well, let's see. Wait a minute. If we go back to the scripture, wasn't it? Yeah, it was plague and then there was war. Yeah. So, you know, it's like watching another act. Well, you know, we could go back to 1871 and they told us all about the acts. And we have a new stealth warship submarine hybrid unveiled in Russia. It's just amazing the technology coming out of Russia and China these days.
Yeah, I know. They seem ahead of everything.
Yes. And if you're not paying attention, China is slowly but surely creeping into Latin America, as we said. We see Argentina joining, you know, the Belt and Road. There's other countries as well that may be joining this. Meanwhile, Nicaragua, Cuba, Venezuela have a military. Well, they have a pact military economic every way. And so then we also see that, you know, there's talks going on with Ecuador and Uruguay. It's turning red in Latin America pretty quick. It really seems to be the case. And we have a French money factory up in flames, literally. Unfortunately, dozens of people are injured here as all that cash is going, or francs are going, straight up into the sky.
I know, that's a hard one to watch.
Yeah, so let's send our prayers to everyone that has been injured in this. Curious, very, very curious. All the things that we see, all these little coincidences, part of the script or scripture. Ditching the Western diet could help you live up to 13 years longer. Basically, it boils down to more veggies, legumes in place of red meat, and, you know, just changing lifestyle. But switching to a healthier diet of nuts, beans, and whole grains as a young adult can help you live a decade longer. And again, we've been absolutely like standing as far away from any sort of fast food as we could. We don't even want to inhale the fumes coming from Mickey D's, Burger King, or Wendy's, or any of those places. You don't know what's in that stuff.
No, you don't. So just stay way away from there. And also, if there is preservatives in it, that doesn't mean it's going to preserve you.
Well, it could end up preserving you, but not necessarily in a live state.
Right.
Absolutely. So, you know, again, when people ask, well, you know, what can I do? Eat whole foods as organic as possible. We understand that the world itself is not organic anymore. It's rapidly becoming an AI-fused Borg hybrid hybrid. Just it's becoming a mess that we need to clean up. Yep. So start most definitely by looking at what you're putting into your body. And then again, do things like turning off the router at night, Faraday caging your cell phones, things like that, because we are bombarded with all sorts of frequencies. The routers, your smartphones, the towers, they're all interfering with your light body development as well. And yeah, we have more than a physical body, and science has verified that. The aura is verified. The fact that we are much more than just a simple biological machine.
Much more, much, much more.
And, so are others. We see chimpanzees treating the wounds of others using crushed insects. What has been done to, the rest of the inhabitants of this planet under this system of control is just an atrocity. And not recognizing the feelings, the emotions of things like chimpanzees and the different monkeys they use for all the different experiments.
Right. And, look at these guys. They're actually going by their intuition. It's not something they read in a book. It's not something they picked up. They're just reading the earth, and they're going by what they think is right. And that's something that we used to have. I find this to be highly advanced, really.
Absolutely. And, we don't need technology to be advanced. Quite the opposite.
Right.
Although we will be given those choices. We have to make all our choices really, really after thorough consideration in both heart and head, as mm-hmm. Buddha said.
Very, very important, guys.
So thank you for your support on Patreon. We couldn't do it without you guys there. And also on Ko-Fi, where you could support the channel with a one-time donation, or you could switch over and support monthly, just like you can do on Patreon. Do check out Medicinal Foods. Use coupon code EEA and get a discount on your order, and it does support the channel. We need to be constantly boosting our immune system. Spiky proteins in the air there. Yeah, because we have to boost our immune system and detox constantly. Everybody we are talking to is feeling tired, lethargic, irritable. It's you hear the same thing from everybody. And a lot of it's the frequency, a lot of it's what we're eating. And again, you can't trust processed foods, period.
No, absolutely not. That's not going to be good for your immune system. So do the old-fashioned thing, get the whole foods inside of you, drink lots of water, always be detoxing. And that can look as simple as putting a little bit of lemon in water and drink it.
And just to clarify, like when we say whole foods, we mean things like apples, yes, oranges, watermelon, grapes, lettuce. And if you are eating meats, knowing where those meats are coming from, fish, poultry, knowing where it's coming from. Again, everything is consciousness. A chicken, for instance, that's spent its whole life in a 1x1 square is not going to be as healthy as one that has been running around enjoying itself until its last day. And again, we personally can all feel sympathy for all those flocks and herds out there that at some point in time end up getting culled, because the culling is not a fun thing.
Right. So I find it to be a good idea to kind of step outside the box.
Yes. As always, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.